brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
He is a member of the European Union Parliament, hailing from England. He's back in England now. And, of course, he was the former United Kingdom Independence Party head. He stepped down for that to run for another office. And we are joined by him. He's all over the U.S., British, and European news, skewering Herman Van Rompuy, the guy that openly calls for world government, a $45 trillion to begin with, wealth transfer from Europe, England, the U.S., and Canada, Australia, to the U.N. Gordon Brown last week called for a global government through a banking constitution where the banks take full control of the nations and that taxes are paid directly to them. He joins us for the next 30 minutes. Nigel Farage, Rampage of Rudeness is the Guardian headline. Nigel Farage faces reprimanded for calling Herman Van Rompuy wet rag. London Telegraph, I would call him even more, a horrible, sickening, criminal parasite. Thank you for joining us, sir.
Thank you very much. And yes, I think given that what people like Van Rompuy are doing is robbing us of our democracy and robbing us of our ability to determine our own futures, I think I was quite moderate, really.
I think you were. I mean, this guy wants to take $45 trillion from us and give it to himself. He's unelected. The whole climate thing has been proven to be a fraud. I mean, he's heading up a criminal enterprise.
It is extraordinary. And of course, you know, he's not been put there by any democratic means. He can't be removed by any democratic means. And he was talking openly, Van Rompuy, this week in Brussels, about the move towards world government. Nothing hidden anymore. They're not even pretending anymore. This is what some of these people are pushing for.
Yes, Paul Watson at Prison Planet 2 days ago wrote another article with multiple quotes of him saying global government, I mean, and it's undemocratic. The Financial Times of London admits it's undemocratic. England's already under it, even though you haven't voted to be part of it. I mean, when does this end?
Well, you know, some things in life have to get worse before they can get better. I think the fact that they're being totally open now about their ambitions shows that they think it's in the bag, shows they think they've done the deal, they're the winners, it's all over. And, of course, when people get as arrogant as that, then, you know, the old saying that pride comes before a fall, it will come. But, you know, it's difficult to see in the depths of a time like this exactly what the catalyst will be. But I just know from my travels, from talking to you guys across your side of the pond, and I just know there is a growing awareness, a growing feeling amongst tens of millions of people. They're beginning to wake up to what's being done to them, and it can't go on.
Well said. Let's talk about the punishment you're going to undergo. What can they do to you?
Well, yes, I have got to report to the headmaster's study at midday on Tuesday. It's also reminiscent of being sort of caught smoking at school, isn't it? You know, sent off to take your six of the best wax or whatever it may be. I'm going to his office at midday, at his request, obviously. I think that over the last couple of days, this has escalated into a diplomatic crisis because the Prime Minister of Belgium, the non-country as I called it, the Prime Minister of Belgium is demanding an apology and demanding that this doesn't ever happen again. So I think they're going to ask me to apologize.
They don't want you to continue to point out the obvious that especially Belgium and other nations are fully controlled now by the unelected EU. You have the unelected Van Rompuy telling you, an elected member of the parliament, to shut up.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, absolutely. I mean, that analysis is entirely right. I am guessing that I'll go and see them next week. I'll be told to apologize. I'm going to point-blank refuse. I have nothing to apologize for. I mean, telling the truth should not be something for which I have to apologize or confess. I mean, crikey, we're back to the days of Stalin and show trials, aren't we? And I'm guessing they're going to suspend me from the parliament or something like that. Well, let them do it. I don't care.
That'll only draw more attention to this viperous little demonic creature. I mean, Van Rompuy, just his whole demeanor, not just his actions, is like Pachari. I mean, they look like something out of Oliver Twist or something. Classic villain. Stay there. Nigel Farage, a UK member of the European Union Parliament. He'll be right back in 3 short minutes.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead. Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
2009 is also the first year of global governance with the establishment of the G20 in the middle of the financial crisis. The climate conference in Copenhagen is another step towards the global management of our planet.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
The Bilderberg Group documents from their founding meeting in 1954, covered by the BBC a few years ago, reported they wanted to set up the European Union. They said Hitler had failed to take over militarily, that the European Union would be established, and then economically take over the planet. Now they admit the European Union, unelected, the separate group of bureaucrats that control the nations, are now telling the elected members, like Nigel Farage from the UK, part of the European Union Parliament, that he can't criticize Herman Van Rompuy. And he joins us now. He's being called in next Tuesday to be chastised. Recap that, Mr. Farage. And you're saying you're not going to apologize to Van Rompuy or to anyone else, and you expect to be suspended. How does that work? How long will you be out of the Parliament?
Difficult to tell. The Parliament hasn't really, the European Parliament hasn't ever really had to deal with anyone like me. You've had the odd person that's made a protest because they wanted to get a particular story aired at a moment in time. But what they've never had in the European Parliament, they've not had a leader of a group in the Parliament who is utterly, implacably opposed in principle to robbing nation states of their democracy. So, in the past, miscreants have been fined 2 or 3 days' pay, and the odd person has been suspended for 2 or 3 days. But they've never really had anybody who persistently has done this. And as I say, I was called in back in December and told that my behaviour was unacceptable. I called Rumpy and the Foreign Minister, Baroness Ashton, I called them political pygmies, which I thought was, again, a very gentle description, really. But I was told that, oh, no, you know, you must never talk like that again. So I just don't know what they're going to do, but I would suspect that they'll suspend me for a week or something like that.
Expanding on this, for those that don't know, listening in the U.S. and around the world, when you talk about the bureaucrats being unelected, absorbing England, even though your nation's never been able to vote on this, Lord Monckton and many others, yourself, have talked about as much as 80% of your laws are not even British laws. They're just bureaucracy handed down. Obama's now saying he doesn't care if the U.S. Senate won't ratify and won't go along with the failed treaty and won't pass this bill. He's just going to order the bureaucracy to do it. So this is rule by unelected bureaucracies. But break down the EU model for those that don't understand.
Yeah, the way the EU works is there is a thing called the European Commission, and there are 27 people. Each is appointed, not elected, but appointed by their own member state, and i.e. their own country, and each of them has a job title and a brief. So you have, you know, someone in charge of health and someone in charge of EU expansion, etc., etc. They have beneath them 30,000 bureaucrats. And the European Commission has the sole right within the European Union to propose legislation and the sole right to repeal, amend, or change legislation. So what happens is the Commission comes up with a law. It gives it to the Parliament. The Parliament messes around with it. The Parliament can delay it a little bit. And then in the end, it gets rubber stamped further down the line by more civil servants. So everything, the way in which our laws are actually drawn up in the European Commission, the whole process is done entirely in secret. The relationship, of course, because with those commissioners and big business, is distinctly unhealthy. And it is a remarkable thing to think that it is the bureaucrats that make law and the parliamentarians that just fiddle around with the implication. And that, in essence, is the model of this system. We cannot vote for commissioners. We cannot remove commissioners. It is the absolute destruction of democracy and the victory of bureaucracy.
So here's a cheap analogy. Tell me if you agree. They're hanging England and the rest of the former sovereign nations at a hangman's gallows, but you get to decide the color of the rope that is put around your neck. You get to decide what color a bullet is painted that's put in a handgun and fired into your head.
Yeah, that's quite a good way of putting it, really. the nation states are disappearing. And, of course, already it's not working. I mean, the last time I came on your show, I talked to you about Greece, if you remember, and how Greece was signed up to the single currency and things weren't working. Well, now, this week, we've had a general strike in Greece. We've had the police using tear gas, rubber bullets, all this kind of thing. And a war of words beginning to break out between Greek politicians and German politicians. So even as they've kind of put the finishing touches with this recent treaty they got through, as they've got their new president in Van Rompuy, as they've got their foreign minister in Ashton, even if, as it appears, that they've succeeded, actually the cracks and contradictions within the system are showing that actually this empire isn't going to last very long.
The inherent tyranny is there for all to see, and I see polls in Europe every time a country like France or others gets to vote on some new EU expansion. They don't normally let nations even have a vote like England and others. They vote to get out. They don't want it, and I've seen it in Reuters. I've seen reports out of Spain and Greece where government officials are saying big banks, just like Iceland, engineered this collapse. The EU has set it up so that Greece will fully become bankrupt and be completely absorbed into this system. And you alluded to that when you were chastising and calling Van Rompuy out on the carpet a few days ago. Here is a quick clip of that.
I sense, though, that you're competent and capable and dangerous. And I have no doubt that it's your intention to be the quiet assassin of European democracy and of the European nation states. You appear to have a loathing for the very concept of the existence of nation states. Perhaps that's because you come from Belgium, which of course is pretty much a non-country.
Okay, so in layman's words, I mean, you're not exaggerating. This is even in the newspapers all over Europe. The EU is this predatory bureaucracy globally setting up carbon taxes, $45 trillion. You even have fissures within the EU with some of the moral people. The 47-member health board with Wolfgang Wodarg came on the show and said they found out that the EU and the UN were literally getting money from Big Pharma to all of their heads, bribes, to lie about the swine flu. So it's just all a giant global corporate system, corporations coming in, banks coming in, and using this government holding company to literally engage in piracy.
Yeah, it all fits together, doesn't it? Hand in glove, you know, the big businesses, the bureaucrats that have the sole right to make laws. You know, it all fits together. They're all very happy with the world they're creating. But the optimistic thing is, you know, whatever happens to Greece, you know, at some point in time, there's going to be a revolution where the Greeks fight and insist to get back their own country and their ability to run it. This stuff, tyranny, you know, it can be an awful thing. It can last for years, but in the end, all these things break up. And I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful that people are waking up to this. And I just don't think that having a single currency for countries as different as Germany and Greece, it can't work. It just can't work. So they appear to have all the cards at the moment, but we're winning the battle of public opinion, and that's just what we've got to do.
Philosophers have said it many different ways, but to paraphrase it, adversity makes men, and easy times makes weak, passive people. And because our ancestors fought so hard in England, the birthplace of the Magna Carta, and in 1776, in 1789 here in the United States, which was the light of liberty for the world, the model against feudalism and all the forms of tyranny and slavery, people got fat and decadent. Now the pendulum swung towards tyranny, and it's creating that awakening and that rediscovery of freedom. And you calling him out, not letting him be the quiet assassin, is devastating them, and they look very afraid of you.
Yeah, they are. They're terrified. They really are scared because they know that I'm articulating a view that is already held by tens of millions of people across the European countries. And their real fear, of course, is if we have a proper big debate about these issues, then the numbers who support me will double or treble from where they are now. So they are scared. Very, very scared. And it's remarkable when you think about it that in that parliament this week, you know, there was the president, there were all the commissioners, the leaders of the European socialist groups and all the rest of it. And here's just little me, and yet they're absolutely scared witless. So I'm going to go on scaring them, even if I have to have a short holiday away from the parliament because they suspend me.
Let's talk about his global government comments, because he's really out in the open. You said this week, and I saw it in the news, he's just spouting off about what they're going to do with our lives and how they rule us. Specifically, what was Van Rompuy saying about the global government?
Van Rompuy spoke, and he firstly talked about the need, not just for a single currency in Europe, but for a full economic government of Europe. And that wasn't particularly surprising. He said similar things to that before. But what he said was that he was very encouraged by moves that he'd seen through the G20 and elsewhere, which presumably means the United Nations. He was very encouraged to see that we were now starting to deal with global problems on a global governmental basis. And by that, of course, he means climate change taxes. By that, of course, he means, attitudes towards ultimately tax and spend. So, I mean, this guy, you know, I've never heard anybody inside those EU institutions ever openly talk about world government, talk about global solutions to problems. It's one of those things that's been talked about in the corridors. It is now out in the open. And it just shows you how mad and dangerous these people are, doesn't it?
They're making their move. Nigel Farage, a UK member of the European Union Parliament, will be with us on the other side. We'll give you his party's website. They control the right and the left in England. This is the only real party that has a chance and is winning seats everywhere and really starting to scare the system. We'll be right back.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of the tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Five more minutes left with him. He's got a book coming out in 3 weeks. He'll be back with us. Von Rumpy deserves to be pulled down, deserves to be insulted, to demystify this unelected scallywag. But, I mean, was it your tactic to add some insults so it made even more news, so people would actually look at the facts you laid out about him trying to assassinate sovereignty? A. B. The next time you get to address him, hopefully you would just bring up that he, I mean, I know you have before, that he's unelected, he wants global government, and that his whole carbon system is a fraud. But I know other members of your party in the parliament are also now exposing him.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, this was the first time he'd appeared before the European Parliament. And my plan going in was to basically say, who are you? No one's ever heard of you. You know, how can you have power? How can you have a salary that is bigger than the President of the United States of America. How can you have these 30 staff working for you? How can you have an incredible tax scheme where you only pay 17% income tax? How can you have a 5 million euro pool of money which you can dip into as and when you like? How can all... So that was my plan, was to say that. But I listened to his speech, and it was so boring. It was so dull. It was limp. It was lifeless. It was just so ghastly. But that's where I suddenly thought, well, what I'm going to have to say is, sir, you have all the charisma of a damn rag.
And let's be clear. Many countries in Europe have over a 50% income tax, France even higher, but the EU made their own jurisdiction where their ministers and bureaucrats pay 17% or lower, so they're exempt from taxes. I mean, this is classic textbook tyranny. Nigel Farage, plug the UK Independence Party website, your strategy across the world to get people to unseat these globalist-controlled puppets.
Yeah, I mean, listeners, find out what we're doing. Go to ukip.org. UKIP.org, and you find what we're up to. We are a party that started with nothing. A few of us in a pub in London, and we've taken that on, and last year we came second across the entire UK in the direct elections to the European Parliament. And my message to everybody the world over is do not, under any circumstances, vote for people who will give away your liberties and rights. Do not vote for people who are supporting the growth of global government. If it means going for new candidates, if it means going for new parties, do it. Don't think it's hopeless. It isn't. We're proving it can be done. And when you're doing it, remember that in the end, good will always triumph over tyranny.
And you and many others are the model for others to believe they can have success. We've got almost 40 states, is it 37, 38 now, moving to declare 10th and 9th Amendment power over the federal government, itself seized by foreign banks and government institutions. And so there is a massive awakening worldwide and all over the planet. The Third World, 3 months ago, wouldn't sign on at Copenhagen. They know the scam. I mean, we've really got the people.
Yeah, the scales are falling. I mean, they really are, aren't they? People do not believe or trust their political classes. They're right not to trust them. And we're now seeing that moving into active, real politics. And hey, to a large extent, what I was able to do this week to the President of the European Parliament is living proof that if something's wrong, you've got to get out there, hold your chin up and do things differently and fight hard. That's what we've done. We're making progress. I want others to do so right across the world.
And you hadn't been politically active. You just saw this and stood up yourself just a few years ago. And look at all the success you as the progenitor of this have.
I was in business. But I don't come from one of these ruling class families or anything like that. I was just an ordinary bloke who just felt that something was horribly wrong. And if there was I felt if there was nobody out there that was prepared to stand up and say the right things, I'd jolly well do it. And in doing so, I've met some good people on the way, people like Lord Monckton, people like Godfrey Bloom, who you've had on your show. And there are others out there who felt like me. So it's been an extraordinary journey. But I tell you what, we're not finished yet. We're going to beat the so-and-sos.
We are, if we have the will to stand up and fight, and you're a great example. In the last minute we've got left, an individual website, or how do we support you individually? You have a lot of listeners in England. And give out the UK Independence Party website one more time.
Yeah, simply go to ukip.org and you'll see me, you'll see Lord Monckton. If you dig deeper, you'll see our thoughts on our failing education system in Britain. You'll see our thoughts on our failing public healthcare system. We're a party that believes in less government, that believes in small government, that believes in liberty, freedom of the individual. And they're the things we fight for. If you look at ukip.org, you'll see links to all sorts of other things. You'll see links to my own websites, but that's the first place to look.
And in closing, I saw another BBC article yesterday about the government secretly bringing in foreigners. And I saw that 6-7 years ago with Tony Blair. I mean, this is a lawless government.
Yeah, I'm afraid, we are a relatively small country geographically. Our population is going up at such a rapid rate. We're projected to go up to 70 million by 2020, where we were quite happily settled at 58 million when Mr. Blair came to power in 1997. We haven't got the roads. We haven't got the schools. We haven't got the hospitals.
Nigel Farage,
deeply worried.
We're out of time. Thank you so much, Godspeed, for supporting you.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Next hour, we've got Bob Chapman for your phone calls on the economy and a lot of other issues. Any topic you want to bring up, he can comment on it. He's a well-rounded, very informed fellow, as you know. Then we have the creator of Cryptome.org, really the forerunner of sites like WikiLeaks, who got shut down outside of government by Microsoft for putting up documents, which they admitted their internal documents, how they spy on everybody with no warrants for law enforcement. And let law enforcement into your computer anytime they want with no warrants. That is coming up in the last hour today. Now, I want to open the phones up now specifically on the fact that they want to try to pass in the Senate in the next few weeks the greenhouse gas tax takeover of all levels of society. Same thing's happening in Europe outside of the governments. They're just doing it. We also need to get into Shell has global government vice president to push climate change propaganda. Their climate change officer, is their vice president, is called a global government, not even governance, global government vice chairman, a vice president. I mean, this is the magnitude of what we're facing here. Do you realize the level? I want to get your take on it, how we can stop this. States are filing suit. Companies are filing suit. Attorney generals are filing suit. There's a Roxanne Dekakis, I think you pronounce it, EVP, Global Government Relations, Shell International. I mean, it's the corporations that set up the global government. It's an empire. They just build a global government, pay off your politicians to sign over your rights. If they can't get the Congress or the Parliament to do it, they just come into the bureaucracy. It's total lawless corporate takeover. That's what the New World Order is. is a global corporate takeover. They want socialism to take your wealth and give it to themselves and make you dependent. Let's play a 30-second clip from a Dutch Royal Shell video press release. Here it is.
Shell, working for a new energy future.
Climate change, energy, and economic recovery are a hugely complex issue, and it will take more than governments alone to solve the problem. Industry needs to provide expertise, and government needs to step up with solid regulatory frameworks that signal where we need to invest to provide good solutions.
Shell, encouraging dialogue on the energy challenge.
All the major oil companies have run TV ads. I saw that months ago on CNN. I saw that, and they just put global government under her like it's no big deal. They're just introducing it to you, and then they have Time Magazine, Newsweek, the New York Times, and scores of other publications in the last month attacking Alex Jones, this talk show host, by name, saying, I am insane. Psychology Today had a cover story, featured story, I am insane. None of this exists. The New York Times a few months ago had an article about that film New World Order saying I was having basically a full schizophrenic event at a hotel believing there were men with black sunglasses and elites meeting. It was on record they were meeting there, but they think their readers are so stupid. They have such disdain for you that they sit there and openly announce world government everywhere. New York Times had an article written by Ban Ki-moon, Secretary General of the UN, calling for global government, global taxes on everything. And then separately, the New York Times writes, it doesn't exist. I am a raving maniac lunatic. That's what they think of you. That's who they think you are. Well, here is the latest internal UN document. It's in the AP. Fox News is covering it as well. Fox News is a little bit schizophrenic. Glenn Beck says global warming's real now in USA Today, but I guess he thinks it's a different audience. Governing Council of the United Nations Environment Program talks about $45 trillion wealth transfer to the private banks for global government, global governance. I read part of this article by Paul Watson detailing this earlier. I'm going to read more of it coming up. But first, I want to go to your phone calls. Now, listen. This isn't a game. This isn't a drill. This isn't a joke. We don't have time to suck our thumbs or play tiddlywinks or play games here. Now is the time for the people of the world to be warned about what's happening. The people are ready to hear the truth now. They're hearing global government being announced everywhere. People need to know, though, who runs the global government. Because as the back of this DVD says, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, for the New World Order, a world government is just the beginning. Find out where this road leads from their own documents, their own words. A bare minimum of an 80% world population reduction by 2024. They are not going to get that without mass extermination, and they try to implement their goals. They've gotten about 85% of what they want through. They're a few years behind. It's just so incredible. They're poisoning our water supply. When kangaroos drink fluoridated water that humans drink, they die. That's ABC News Australia. When cows drink fluoridated water, they die. When horses do. I mean, this is a fact. You can just go to YouTube and type in farm animals dying from fluoride water. And it's farmers on the news going, yeah, the city brought in water, municipal water, told us to use that. And my cows are all dying. And I took it to the vet and they said fluoride. This kills animals. They're killing you. That's only one thing they're doing. It's a fact. Like, pull up the kangaroos dying from fluoride article, ABC News. I'll put it on screen, folks don't believe us. And then when we posted a link to that article on prisonplanet.com, scores of comments were linking to other news articles across Europe and the U.S. where they'll have a drought in Colorado or California in two of the cases they link to YouTube videos. And 6 months into cows drinking fluoridated water because the wells dry up and they pipe in municipal, their hair falls out and they start dying. Almost every woman I know above the age of 35 has their hair fallen out, has thyroid problems. I'll be sitting in restaurants hearing women going, yeah, My doctor says even though I don't eat anything, I'm getting fat and my hair's falling out from something. They don't know. Fluoride hits your thyroid, ladies. Okay? You're being murdered. It reduces your fertility. It attacks all your organs. It precipitates in all the bones. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Get it on DVD today at Infowars.com. Buy a DVD burner. Buy 100 blanks. Make copies. Give them to people. Say, you need to watch this. Fall of the Republic. It covers the end game, the environmental takeover, the police state, the banking fraud, everything. I mean, it's just, we need people to see these films. Shadow Government, Daniel Estulin, and so many others are in this film. G. Edward Griffin, Catherine Albrecht, great film we got available discounted at Infowars.com. And if you can't afford Fall of the Republic or the Obama Deception or Endgame, they're on YouTube, they're on Google, on director's channels in one piece. I mean, if I was going to sit down for 2 hours and watch something, I'd want the DVD and support who made it, but I don't care. Just send everybody you know the links. Warn them. They're ready to hear the truth. This is so diabolical. This is so evil what's happening. We need to warn people. We don't have any future if we don't stop this. Did you find the kangaroo article? Kangaroos dying fluoride in Australia? Kangaroos poisoned by fluoride. ABC News Australia. Here, just randomly for people, go to YouTube and type in farm animals getting sick from fluoride. And you'll see local newscasts. You will see, well, I had 25 horses and 19 are dead now, and took them to the vet, and he said the fluoride was killing them. But see, it's like all these thousands of kids got sick, hundreds died in China from melamine. Turns out our kids are drinking melamine, over 90%. That's Associated Press of the formula has melamine in it. And so the FDA, Food and Drug Administration, said, you know what, melamine's no longer bad for you. We're going to wave a magic wand, abracadabra. Patuka Nanzuka, Bababa Gagaga, Tatupa Mamupa, and they wave the thing, the magic wand, and now melamine is good. Doesn't matter if it attacks your liver, your kidneys, every other organ. Doesn't matter. It's good. It's wonderful. It's fabulous. Whoa, it's so, and it comes out mercury isn't the vaccine, so they just put newscasts on saying mercury is not good for your children's brains. I've played that over 100 times. I'm not going to play it again. Just search engine the term. News says mercury now good for children. You'll get newscasts all over the country telling you, look, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. Mercury's not good for you. Sodium fluoride and the other derivatives that are in it aren't good for you. I know that may sound radical to some of you. Some of you heard the news say mercury's good. And you may think it's a conspiracy theory that it's bad. It's bad, okay? Thousands of studies on mercury. That's how brainwashed some of you are that you believe mercury is good for you because the news wouldn't lie to you. It's like we are living in Alice in Wonderland. We are living in a matrix of fruitcakes. Folks, I am sane. I read the documents. I do the research. It's all I do. It's real. And some listeners are like, no, Alex, we know mercury and fluoride are bad. Well, your neighbors sure don't, folks. They think it's good. I went to the health food store and suddenly a bunch of the products said mercury on it because they said, well, the news, you know, the government now says mercury's good. It's now a vitamin. Andrew in Missouri, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Mr. Jones. How you doing?
Good.
Glad to finally talk to you here. I just wanted to start off by saying that the New World Order is real, and it's about time the American people start standing up, opening their eyes, and realizing the hypocrisy and what's going on out there.
But then they'd have to believe crazy stuff like melamine isn't good for their children.
Yeah, it's a little ridiculous, the lines they're feeding us these days. Basically, I just wanted to touch on, I had a couple questions for you. Start off, what is the best way for someone like myself, 22 years old, to get involved with spreading the word?
The best thing to do is put up 50 flyers around your town and say, I'm meeting this Sunday, or whatever day you pick, at the local library for concerned citizens and the name of your town. And just say, I wanted to get people who are concerned about anything here together to talk about what's happening, make a copy of Endgame, give it to each of the 20 people or whatever show up, and say, we need to pick an issue, okay? Our town is a sanctuary city. We get arrested if we have one beer and drive. Illegals can drunk drive and don't have to have insurance or a driver's license. We need to go to our city council and stop being a sanctuary city. Or we need to go as a group and educate our sheriff or our police chief about the New World Order. Or we need to expose this phony environmental group that wants to stop a coal-powered plant from going in our town that'll give us jobs, but then China's getting all the new plants. Or, I mean, just you guys decide in a list of 1 to 10 what the most important issues are. Pick a name for your group, you know, that sounds mainstream but patriotic, and have your own grassroots organization, and more people will get involved. And then pull your resources, vote, you know, 6 months in when you've got 400 members or whatever, vote for who you want to make talk show host, and everybody will give the 400 people $10 a month, and that will pay for you to, say, have a 2-3 hour radio show on the local talk station. You go on the show and you talk about issues. You say, come join our group. Maybe even to fund the group, you start selling particular books and videos. You got to fund your operation. You know, usually revolutionaries rob banks. We don't do that. We're counter-revolutionaries against the globalist revolution. You pick some books and videos you want to sell. You start a bookstore to fund your operation. And then a year into it, or even less, you guys decide who wants to run for office, for mayor or city council or school board or water district or county commissioners. And you simply take over the system.
Second question I just wanted to touch on here briefly. It's well documented that governments use fear as a weapon against people. Lately I've just been discovering pretty new to the whole thing that's going on. Been listening to a lot of the stuff that you've done, doing a lot of my own research. I'm just concerned that some of the things that, you know, we're being told is part of that fear. Do you understand where I'm coming from?
Well, yes, I understand, Andrew, and I appreciate your call. But, I mean, we can overanalyze things all day and just, I don't know if I want to get involved. And there's trolls on the Internet and people fighting and, and the government's putting out fear. I mean, yeah, the government admits they're spying on you without warrants now. So you'll get scared and shut up and hide in your house and just watch television. You've got to throw caution to the wind because there's a greater danger in letting this tyranny come to fruition. The danger is in not taking action or wanting a silver bullet to fix things. Resistance and action and right purpose is unstoppable. Look, I never intended to have a big syndicated radio show, have the most viral films on the Internet, have the one and two, the top two biggest alternative news sites. I never intended that. I was angry about gun grabbing and land grabbing in Austin, Texas, and big government. And so I went and got an Access TV show, and here we are 14-plus years later. And look what I've been able to do. I mean, if you just have to – journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. Let's go to another caller. Let's talk to Matt in Illinois. Matt, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Alex. I trade index futures. I trade the euro. I trade a lot of things that we've talked about with what the New World Order are going to do, like what Lindsay Williams talked about the other day. And if the – elite really dropped the dollar 30% from here, they can't help but bump the euro up like 50% or 30% because of the way the euro and the dollar.
But wait a minute. We saw the euro go down 2 weeks ago, and then the dollar went down.
Right, but if you look at
that's what the G20's meeting for is coordinated. But, yeah, no, they're currency traders themselves, and they know what's going to happen beforehand, so they like to manipulate things up and down to make profit. And I don't know if Williams is right. I believe that he talked to this guy, and this elitist believes this. And most of what the guy said has come true. Some pretty stunning predictions that did come true. You know, fuel's at $50 a barrel, and then it goes up to $150. So we've got to pay some attention to it.
Well, the thing is, whenever one currency plunges, the yen, the New Zealand dollar, the Australian dollar, it automatically creates this effect where money starts automatically fleeing to other currencies. So it's very hard to destroy one currency without the other eight major currencies then.
Because the stronger currencies can buy whatever's weaker at the time and then make profits with it. I understand.
The problem with the euro right here is the euro right now is still, the euro has actually fallen a lot, but it's still so overvalued in terms of the European economy has a major export problem. They don't export. Portugal, Greece, Spain, they're falling.
No, wait, they do export. Taxes and tyranny.
Yeah, but their products, they've been killed. The New World Order has pumped up their currency for 10 years in Europe. A lot of it, I think, for racial reasons, just because, frankly, money's been flowing. There's a lot of investors, even in America, who buy euros all day. I know a lot of wealthy people, 401ks, who just sit there and just buy European stocks and European, for no reason other than it's Europe and they like buying European things. But the problem is, that's why they can't export anything. If the euro just rises 5-10% from here, Portugal, Greece, Ireland.
We got 50 seconds left. What are you saying is going to happen?
I'm saying they're, in their zeal to kill the dollar, they're going to end up hurting exports more out of Europe because the euro will just naturally rise a bit. And then Portugal, Ireland, these other countries are going to blow up just like Greece right in their face, is what I'm saying. There's
yeah,
no
because
way
if they,
the dollar.
Yeah, because if their currency rises, then people aren't going to be able to buy their goods, and so that'll hurt their exports. They don't care. They're going into the end game where they want to wreck society. They want to bankrupt people. They want to destroy industrial society. That's the wild card in all of this. But, hey, we're all going to see. We're going to see if Williams is right. You know, I'm not saying he's necessarily 100% right. We're going to find out together. We'll be right back with more of your calls, more news, straight ahead. Stay with us.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder, what if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Return our republic. Return what you have stolen. New World Order. We are live, continuing with your phone calls. Bob Chapman coming up at the 8 after. Tons of news I haven't even gotten to yet. We're having victories against the globalists, but we have to keep fighting. They never give up. We can never give up. The price is too high. What we will pay is too dear. Look what we've already gone through. America sees, turned into an engine of evil. It's only going to get worse. Let's talk to Brian in Ohio. Brian, you're on the air worldwide.
Hey, Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I was just wondering, after listening to your breakdown of the Joseph Stack situation, I do believe that they want to push us into a revolution, but why do they want to do that, since we obviously outnumber them like we do?
Because, yeah, the Joe Stack situation, all the evidence really points towards false flag. And before the show ends today, I want to get back into that in the last 20 minutes, all the new developments on that front. Because they can look that peacefully we're beating them on every front. The flu, the health care, the carbon taxes. And as long as it's peaceful, they're going to end up losing because they're so unelected, so criminal, so ridiculously corrupt. And so how do you blow up an oil well fire you can't put out? You use explosives to knock it out. They want to get an explosive revolution going. They've got operatives everywhere pushing for it, saying, why isn't Alex Jones calling for armed rebellion? He's a wimp. And you know, all these FBI guys, it comes out, who are calling for violence, it turns out are FBI, like Hal Turner and others. I mean, so many cases in Europe and Australia and England and the U.S. and Canada, it always comes out decades later that these are operatives. I mean, that's in some of my first films we exposed that. And so they want violence so they can paint us as the bad guys. And the whole Steck thing, again, we're a week into this now, a week and several days, what happened 8 days ago. And it is leaning heavily towards stage now. We've gone over all that evidence previously. Again, I'll cover it at the end of the show today. What do you say?
I don't know. That's just, I wanted your opinion on it, because it seems like, just heard you break the numbers down before, what, 250 million or 260 million gun owners, at least 1%?
No. 150 million gun owners, 400 million guns.
Okay, well, I mean, even at 1%, that's still a guerrilla war that they can't even think to win.
And that's why they're putting surveillance and tracking and control in, and that's why they want to have it early before everybody wakes up.
Okay.
Because they intend to try to – look, our criminal government has financed hundreds of overthrows worldwide. When they have their druthers, they put dictators in over Latin American, Middle East, Central Asian, Southeast Asian, European, Eastern European countries. They like dictatorship. They want dictatorship of this global corporate structure worldwide. They are going to use violence, and so they want to have it now rather than later.
All right, I see. Well, I don't mind to keep it as a soft counter-revolution like we're doing now, because just with the amount of people I've woken up in Ohio, it's amazing.
Exactly. Counter-revolution of info. We're out in the open. We're honorable. We're good. Anybody meets you at a gun show and says, let's go build pipe bombs, that guy's a copper and informant. And they'll talk to 1,000 people before they find one mentally ill person. Yeah, let's do it. I mean, most of these busts I see is they'll go to bars. And they have their operatives as bartenders and people going, yeah, we ought to do something to the government. We ought to shoot some people or something. I mean, I can't tell you how many times this has happened to me, and I get in their face, falling out of the parking lot, and it's an unmarked police car. I mean, it's just, there's no end to the scum and the criminals and the trash that these people have hired. And so they're always wanting to have busts of people that were planning violence to create that illusion, and most of the cops aren't corrupt. So the low-level cops here, my gosh, they just stopped the guy that wanted to bomb the police station. My goodness gracious, there are terrorists everywhere. I guess we do need to train to take on the American people. I guess these in the fetters are bad. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, on the other side of this quick break. We'll take a few more calls. And then Bob Chapman, the international forecaster, will be joining us. I'm Alex Jones. My websites are jonesreport.com, infowars.net, prisonplanet.com, and infowars.com. Transmission continues.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.